Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Let's come to the Lord, bow our head for prayer.
我哋来到主面前，有少少嘅祷告。
Dear Lord, we're so thankful that we sing these wonderful hymns.
主，我哋何等感恩，我哋能够将呢首诗歌嚟去唱俾你。
They speak of how much you love us.
主，呢首诗歌讲到你系何等嘅爱我哋。
Let this love be the motivation.
主，愿呢一个爱嚟去激动我哋。
So that we may rise up and follow you.
使我哋能够起来嚟去跟从你。
You were alone and all alone.
主，你喺嗰度独自嘅嚟去为我哋担当一切。
You gave up yourself to save your own.
你系将你自己嚟去献上嚟去拯救属于你嘅。
You suffer and bled alone.
主，你系受苦，你独自嘅嚟去喺嗰度流血。
And your spirit is whispering.
主，你嘅灵亦都系喺嗰度嚟去受伤害。
Your spirit is whispering to call us.
但系你嘅灵喺嗰度嚟去。低声的来去呼召我们
For us to give you our hearts
来去呼召我们叫我们将心给你
So this morning we want to commit the time to you
所以今天早上我们愿意将以下的时间都交在你手中
Come and cleanse us through and through with your precious blood
求你用你的血来将我们洗得干净
And strengthen us with your resurrection life
亦都用你自己復活嘅生命嚟去使我哋得著能力。
Speak to us, Lord.
主，求你今天早上向我哋説話。
The words that you speak to us are spirit and life.
主，你向我哋講嘅話就係靈，就係生命。
May our hearts be a good ground.
願我哋嘅心係一個好嘅土。
May your spirit operate among us.
愿你的灵在我们当中来去运行。
Commit the time to you in Jesus' name.
我们将以下时间交在你手中，祈祷是奉耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
Brother and sister, this morning I'd like to share this topic about not withholding.
弟兄姊妹，愿意同大家来去分享一个题目，就是没有留下。
And there are mainly three points.
咁喺呢一个嘅题目底下，我有三个重点愿意同大家分享。
The first one is not withholding.
咁第一点就系讲到没有留下不给主。
A second point is a prerequisite.
咁第二一个嘅点就系讲到呢一个嘅必要嘅条件。
And the last point, the third point, is a multiplying.
第三点是讲到增加。
And many brothers and sisters on Friday night, the English group has been reading Genesis.
咁喺星期五晚上，二楼嘅讲英文嘅弟兄姊妹嚟去系最近嚟去查考创世记。
And then we recently are around the point where. Abraham offered his son Isaac.
咁我哋嚟去读到创世记就系讲到亚伯拉罕嚟去献以撒。
And we actually went past it and went to a couple chapters past that.
咁我哋已经读完咗个故事，我哋读多咗几个几章啦，已经。
And then this topic of not withholding is actually from chapter 22.
咁呢一个讲到没有留下。这个题目在22章那里记载的。
Let's go to the Word of God.
我们愿意一同的来去翻回神的话那里。
Now we'll read a few places in chapter 22.
那我们在22章那里来去读几节。
Let's read from verse 1 through 4.
我们首先来去读第一到第四节。
You can just go to your Bible and listen to us read.
那请听我读。
Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of the young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off.
这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼求他说：亚伯拉罕，他说：我在这里。神说：你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，从摩利亚地去，在我所指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。亚伯拉罕清早起来，备上炉，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去。到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远的看见那地方。
And now we go to verse 6 through
9. 第六节到第九节。
So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. Then he said, Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together.
亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是两人同行。以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说，父亲啊，亚伯拉罕说，我儿，我在这里。以撒说，请看。火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羔羊在哪里呢？亚伯拉罕说：可以，神必自己预备作燔祭的羊羔。于是两人同去。
And I think I missed 9, so we'll go 9 to 12. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son.But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
第九节到第十二节，他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒，放在坛的柴上。亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。他说：我在这里。天使说：你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给我。
Lastly, we'll go to 15 to 18.
第十五到第十八节。
Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said.By myself, I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and that your descendants shall possess the gate of your enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
第十五节，耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫亚伯拉罕说。耶和华说：你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓说：论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星、海边的沙。你子孙必得仇敌的城门，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
We know this is a very crucial place of the scripture in the Bible.
我哋曉得呢一個故事喺聖經裏邊係一個好轉捩點嚟嘅。
And this is a very much familiar to most of the brothers and sisters here.
相信弟兄姊妹在座當中亦都好熟悉。
We know this book of Genesis is the first book in the Bible.
我哋曉得創世記係聖經嘅第一卷書。
And we are told this is a seed plot.
我哋曉得呢一本書係整本聖經一個嘅。種子的骨幹來的。
And it deals with the beginning.
因為這裡所講到的就是起初。
And from here, every truth and every subject have been planted.
在創世記裏面，聖經一切的真理，一切的原則，都在這一本書裏面種了下來。
And from here, eventually it developed throughout the Bible.
咁就係從創世記起，呢一啲嘅種子，就喺整本聖經裏面，不斷嘅嚟去建立。
Those who read the Bible tells us that from the life of Abraham, we see God the Father.
我哋讀聖經人告訴我哋喺亞伯拉罕嘅一生裏面，我哋見到天父。
And from the life of Isaac, we see Christ, the Son.
以撒的一生里面，我们见到耶稣基督。
And from the life of Jacob, we see the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们在雅各的生命里面，我们见到圣灵的工作。
And when you study the life of Abraham, it is evident that he lived a life of faith.
我们来去仔细来看亚伯拉罕的一生的时候，我们的确见到亚伯拉罕所活的是一个信心的生活。
And when we come to chapter 22, and we know this is a climax, the height, the pinnacle of his life of faith, his journey of faith.
咁我哋嚟到睇第二十二章嘅时候，我哋见到呢一度系亚伯拉罕信心生活嘅高峰。
It was when God put him through this test to offer up his only son Isaac.
就系神将呢一个试验系放喺亚伯拉罕嘅身上面。要佢将佢所爱嘅儿子以撒嚟去献俾神。
And we know this is a type of what is to come in the New Testament.
咁我哋亦都晓得呢一度系新约嘅一个预表。
We know in Romans 8:32, it says, God the Father did not spare his own son, but deliver him up for us all.
因为喺罗马书八章三十二节嗰度讲到父神。既不爱惜自己儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
You see the parallel, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们见到这里有个平衡的。
And today, we are those that reap the benefits of God the Father did not spare his own son.
而我们今天在新约里面，我们就因着神没有爱惜佢自己儿子，我哋获得益处。
And of course, in other places of the scriptures in the New Testament, it tells us, give us some insight of Abraham's experience.
咁喺新约里面其他嘅经文，我哋嚟去见到亚伯拉罕当时系点样谂嘅咧
？And in for example, in Hebrews 11:9, it tells us that when Abraham was offering Isaac up, he had already concluded that God was able to raise him up from the dead.
例如在希伯来书十一章那里讲到当亚拉罕来献以撒的时候他以为神还能将人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死里得回他的儿子。
Therefore, he had the faith to obey and press on forward.
因着这样的缘故，他有信心来去顺从神，来去走前面的路。
And in Gospel of John 8:36, it says that the Lord was saying to the Jews that Abraham rejoiced to see his day, and he saw it, and he was glad.
咁喺约翰福音八章三十六节嗰度，主同当时嘅犹太人嚟去咁讲，你哋嘅祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜仰望我嘅日子，既看见了就快乐。
That Abraham able to foresee the vision of what is to come.
所以亚伯拉罕活着嘅时候，佢有呢个意象。去看见将来要发生的事情。
But this morning, brother and sister, I'd like to dwell and share on more human side of Abraham.
但是今天早上愿意跟大家分享亚伯拉罕人性那边。
On the essence of how was Abraham able to pass this test that God put him in?
我们来去仔细来去思想亚伯拉罕怎样能够过了这个神的考验呢？
Well, let me maybe back up a little bit. Let me ask this question.
或者我去嚟去走翻去前一步，我嚟问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
Did Abraham pass the test?
亚伯拉罕有冇成功过咗神呢一个考验咧
？Yes.
佢有冇过关咧
？Yes. Oh, Amen. He did. Right. Because as you read verse 12 and 16.
我们实在见到亚伯拉罕过关，因为我们见到在二十二章第十 verse 12 and 16,
that God not only declare, acknowledge that what he had found in Abraham through his test, but we see that God also swore by himself his blessings that bestowed on Abraham.
神是不单止在那里承认亚伯拉罕是敬畏服从神的，他亦都在那两节那里讲到他要将福赐给他和他的后裔。
And so I have to again ask brother and sister, so how did he pass the test, right? But how did he pass it?
當然亞伯拉罕過了關了，但他怎樣來過了這個神的考驗呢？
What did Abraham do or what did he not do that caused him to pass the test?
亞伯拉罕做了些什麼，亞伯拉罕沒有做些什麼，來去讓他成功過了神的考驗呢？
Because if you read the blessings, it is not something small.
因為你去看神向亞伯拉罕賜的福，這些的福，
It is saying that blessing, I will bless you. Multiplying, I will multiply you.
在这里讲到，论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来。
Up to the point your descendants shall be stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore.
你的子孙要增加到如同天上的星。 海边的沙,
and your descendants shall possess the gate of the enemies.
你的子孙必要得仇敌的城门。
In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
在你的儿子里面，万国，在你的后裔里面，万国都要得福。
In other words, this is not just something related to himself, his descendants, but related to the church, related to eternal purpose of God.
换句话来讲，神赐给亚伯拉罕的福。 不是只是为了亚伯拉罕，不是只是为了他的后裔，却是为了万国，为了他的教会，是为了神自己的永远旨意。
Please, we can put the verse 12 and 16 back on the screen, then we'll see what did he do or what did he not do.
我们来再看12节和16节，我们来看亚伯拉罕做了些什么，他没有做些什么呢？
It's very obvious. Verse 12, that says, for now, I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
在第十二节那里讲到，你留下不给我。
And then verse 6.
你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给我。Not
just one time, right?
他不是只是说了留下不给我一次。
verse 15 and 16, the angel came out of heaven a second time to say that almost the same thing.
第二次在第15至第16节，天使是复述神的话，讲同样的话，你不留下你的儿子给我。
Very explicit. Myself, I've sworn, I say, says the Lord, because you have done this thing. What is that? And you have not withheld your son, your only son.
在那里讲得很明显的，那里讲，你既行了这事，这叫什么事呢？就是不留下你的儿子。
And they were very, very clear, brother and sister. That's one thing that he did that caused him to pass the test.
弟兄姊妹，这里是很明显的，亚伯拉罕就是做了这件事，这件事让他有能力来去过了神给他这个考验。
That he not withheld Isaac.
他就是不留下他的儿子以撒。His
only son, the son that he loved.
就是他独生的儿子，就是他所爱的儿子。
When we were studying the word and further thinking about this topic of not withholding, it really touched my heart.
我们继续来去读神的话，当我来去默想这一句，不留下你的儿子这句话的时候，
We know that God had called Abraham when he was 75 years old.
我们晓得神呼召亚伯拉罕是在他75岁的时候。
And he had Isaac when he was 100.
他在100岁的时候来生以撒。
And now here in chapter 22, Isaac was a teenager, probably 15 to 20 years old.
在22章的时候， 以撒应该已经是年轻人了，应该大约15到20岁。
He was strong enough to go hike 3 days carrying firewood.
他应该是有能力来去孭着柴， 去走三日嘅路程。
So Abraham is 115-120。
咁相信當時亞伯拉罕應該有115歲。
And so he's been following the Lord, him and Sarah, almost 40-45 years.
咁佢同撒拉應該就喺嗰度嚟跟隨主40多年嘅時間。
And you read the story, it spanned from chapter 12 through 21.
咁我哋嚟去讀亞伯拉罕嘅一生，我哋由第十二章讀到22章，就有12-21章就講述佢嘅故事。
It was a life of faith.
咁呢度所記載嘅係一個充滿信心嘅生命。
A life of him depending on God。
喺一個倚靠神嘅生命。
For protection。
喺嗰度亞伯拉罕從神嗰度得著保護。
For sustenance。
喺嗰度嚟去得著呢個供應。
For hope。
喺嗰度得著盼望。
For strategies。
喺嗰度亦都喺神嗰度得著嗰啲策略。
For strength。
從神嗰度得著能力。
For guidance。
亦都從神嗰度得著。前面要當走的路。
It was a life of building altars as he went.
亞伯拉罕在那裡也都不斷地去觸談。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
maybe some of us can identify that life.
相信, 在座當中, 我們可能, 在那裡跟亞伯拉罕那一生有些的認同。
Abraham was taken out in the middle of his life to go to a new country, new land.
在那裡亞伯拉罕在他人生一半的時候他就被呼召來去離開他的父家來去一處他不認識的地方
He was an immigrant
他是一個移民的
I don't have to ask how many of us have to migrate here
我相信不需要問大家這個問題了相信大家在座當中都是移民過來的
And it wasn't easy, I remember
我自己記得移民是很不容易的一件事情
You have to adopt
你要来去在那里来去适应
You don't know the people
你不认识当地的人
You don't know the culture
你也不认识当地的文化
You know very little
你认识只有很少
You're almost like starting over
你就好像重新来过一样
But thank the Lord
但是感谢主
We found faith
我们在这一处我们找到这个信仰
We found God.
我们在这里找到神。
We found the one that guides and the hand that blesses.
我们在那里找到那一个来去带领我们，来去祝福我们的那一位神。
And we also found love.
我们在这里也都找到爱。
Like the songs we sing.
就好像刚才我们所唱的诗歌。
Like this morning when we break the bread.
我们早上来到来去抹饼的时候。
It's that love that constrains us, controls us,Compel us to go on.
就是这个主耶稣的爱在那里来去约束我们，来去控制我们，来去强迫我们，来去走前面的路。
That we continue to walk this way, continue to put ourselves on the altar.
这个爱就是来去催促我们，来去继续，来去与主来去活，在那里来去将自己献上为在祭坛那里。
Just like Romans 12:1.
就好像罗马书第十二章第一节。
You please, we have it on the screen. That Romans 12:1.
罗马书第十二章第一节。
That Paul was urging by the mercies of God.
喺嗰度，保罗用神嘅慈悲嚟去献我哋。
That we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
我哋要将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Not just the beginning, not one time, not two times, but continually we do this.
呢一度嗰度，我哋要将自己将身体献上，唔系一次，唔系头一次，我哋佢系要时常不断嘅嚟去将自己献上，当作活祭。
So we went from stage as one stage to the next, went to one milestone to the next.
我哋要从一点嚟去走到下一点，我哋从一个阶段。来去升到下一个阶段。
And we continue to worship God.
我们要不,
in our lives.
我们要不断持续的, 用我们的生命来去敬拜。
We continue to be trained by God in the school of faith.
我们在这个信心的学校里面, 不断被神, 来去教导。
We continue to be refined like the gold was refined, day in and day out.
我们要, 不断的被来去炼净。好似金子被炼净一样
，just like those burnt offerings，
就好似嗰啲嘅燔祭
，morning， And evening, we keep the fire burning.
这个燔祭是早上晚黑不断的来去将那个火来去持续。
Brother and sister, my point is that before chapter 22, God was already doing this work in Abraham.
弟兄姊妹，我所愿意同大家交通的，就是在22章之前，神已经不断在亚伯拉罕的一生里面来去训练他。
And there's a gradual leading and building up of his trust in God.
就是在亚伯拉罕信心的道路里面，是他的信心是不断的来去被建立。
And that was what led to this test.
这个信心不断的来去一步一步的来去建立，就能够让亚伯拉罕来到22章那里来去成功去过了这个的考验。
So there was a daily routine of surrendering of ourselves, of himself, that preceded that test.
所以在这个考验之前，亚伯拉罕已经是懂得每一日来去将自己来去向神来去投降。
It doesn't mean that he's perfect.
我们晓得亚伯拉罕不是完全。
As a matter of fact, it's quite opposite, right?
实在当我们来去看亚伯拉罕的故事的时候，他的一生是不完全的。
Full of failures.
他是充满着失败。
Same as us, same as our lives.
同样我们一生都是充满着失败的。
We fail.
我们来去失败。
We were frustrated.
我们有很多的挫折。
We were disappointed.
我们有失望。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
Because we have faith.
因为我们有信心。
Romans chapter 5, 2 to 5.
罗马书第五章第二到第五节。
Here speaking about we are justified, we have peace with God.
在这里那里讲到我们是被称义，我们就在神那里得着那个安息。
Through the Lord, we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand.
我们又藉着他因信能得进入现在所站的恩典中。
Brother, sister, we are standing on something.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是站立在一处上面。
And that basis is grace.
这一处就是恩典。
Because of that, we can rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
因为我们是站着这个恩典上，我们能够欢欢喜喜地去盼望神的荣耀。
But not only that.
不但如此，
we also glory in tribulations.
就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Brother and sister, do we have tribulations?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天有没有经历患难呢？
Here it says we can glory in it.
在这里讲到我们能够欢欢喜喜的。
In NASB it says we celebrate in it.
我们在另外一处的翻译里面，那里讲到我们能够在这里庆祝的。
Doesn't stop there. Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance or endurance.
但是圣经不是停在这里，他继续讲，因为知道患难生忍耐。
And perseverance character, and character hope.
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And now this hope does not disappoint. Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So, brothers and sisters, this is that back to that love again.
弟兄姊妹，我们又回到这个爱。
And this love encourages to go on and follow and give up ourselves.
这个爱来去鼓励我们来去跟从，鼓励我们来去走前面的路，鼓励我们来去将自己献上作作活祭。
But as I was preparing and thinking about this topic, the Lord had to stop me for a minute.
但是当我来去继续思想这个题目的时候，主就在那里叫我停一停。
There is a prerequisite.
主就提醒我，在这一切以先有一个的先决的条件。
I was reminded that this is a very important prerequisite that we cannot do without.
我就被提醒，这一个的先决条件是必要的。
The Lord reminded us of a song.
主就提醒到我他自己。
Of course, there are scriptures as backup, but the song is this.
主就提醒了有一首的诗歌，我在电视那里打了上去了。
It is in the bridge. This song, the title is called Lord, I'll Offer Up My Life. I think many young people would know.
这首诗歌的题目是讲到主，我献我的生命给你。
And
it's, 相信年轻人都认识的。
And in the bridge, it actually sounds really good. It says this, What can we give that you have not given? And what do you have that is not already yours?
咁喺嗰個副歌嗰條橋嘅部分，咁嗰度就講到，我們有何可獻非你所賜？我們有什麼不是已經屬乎你？
Brothers and sisters, what is the answer?
你嘅答案係如何呢？
What can we give that you have not given? And what do we have that is not already yours?
我哋有啲咩可獻俾主，而唔係主所賜俾我哋嘅咧？我哋有啲咩嘢係唔係已經屬於主嘅咧？
It's speaking of when we offer ourselves something to God. It is all actually given to us.
呢度所講到嘅就係我哋話我哋嚟去將一啲我哋屬嘅嘢嚟去獻俾主。呢一切原来已经系主所赐过俾我哋。
Just like Romans 11, the end, 34 to 36.
就好似罗马书第十一章第34-36节咁样讲。
Which is in the next slide.
系。
And there it says that ask his questions. For who has known the mind of the Lord and who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him and it shall be repaid to him?
咁嗰度讲，谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢
？The answer is no one.
答案就系冇任何人。
He is God.
因为佢系神。
For of him and through him and to him are all things.
因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他。
All we can do is give him the glory forever. Amen.
我哋所能够作嘅就系将荣耀归给他。直到永远。
So the prerequisite is that we have nothing to offer.
所以嗰一个先决嘅条件就系要晓得我哋没有任何嘢能够献上给主。
Everything that is yours, mine, are given to us.
我哋所拥有嘅都系主赐俾我哋嘅。
Our breath.
我哋嘅气息。
We're breathing today.
我哋今日能够呼吸。
I don't know. I guess we are all healthy enough to be sitting here, right?
相信大家今日能够在座坐喺呢一度，大家都有健康嚟到呢一度。
Our breath, our health were given to us.
我哋嘅呼吸，我哋嘅健康，都系主赐过俾我哋嘅。
Everything that you think belongs to you is given to you by God.
所有你以为你所拥有嘅，都系神所赐俾我哋嘅。
Your family.
你嘅家庭。
Our career.
你嘅事业。
Our wealth.
你嘅財富
，our status of position，
你今日嘅地位
，maybe we are pretty smart，
或者你好聪明
，our intellect were given by God，
你嘅聪明智慧都系神所赐俾你嘅。
So brother sister， do we know that and do we acknowledge that？
所以弟兄姊妹，你认唔认识呢一点？你承唔承认呢一点咧
？If that is truly the case， there should not be any withholding。
若果你认识，你承认呢一点。当我哋咁样做嘅时候，冇理由我哋会将我哋所有嘅嚟去留低。
Because there is nothing that is not given to us.
因为没有任何嘢唔系神所赐俾我哋嘅。
How can I withhold something that is not yours or mine?
我哋点样嚟去留低一啲唔属于我哋嘅事物咧
？But the reality is.
但系事实
，that we hold on to ourselves. Very tightly.
我哋实在抓住我哋嘅自己好紧。
We love ourselves dearly.
我哋好爱我哋嘅自己。
We love to preserve ourselves.
我哋好希望嚟去留一啲嘅嘢俾我哋自己。
And that is a fallen nature.
呢一个就系嗰一个嘅惰性。
That is the sinful nature of Adam.
呢一个就系从亚当以嚟嘅呢个罪性。
When I think of this, I think of the verse that old Peter tell us.
咁当我嚟到谂到呢一处嘅时候，我就谂起彼得有一节嘅经文。
He says in First Peter chapter 5 verse 6.
喺彼得前书第五章第六节，佢咁样讲。
Verse 6 there says, therefore, this is what we can do: humble yourselves, myself, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能嘅手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
Peter, this is from Peter. spoken encourage the saints by Peter.
呢句话系彼得所讲，系彼得所讲要嚟去鼓励圣徒嘅。
I remember how Peter was when he was young.
大家记得当彼得年轻嘅时候，佢系一个点样嘅人
？Here is telling the younger person submit to the elder, right? The beginning.
咁而家年长嘅彼得嚟去咁样嚟去鼓励勉励嗰啲年幼嘅。要去服从年长嘅。
And it says, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility.
喺呢度讲，你哋要众人都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
因为神阻挡骄傲嘅人，赐恩给谦卑嘅人。
Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
remember Naaman?
大家记唔记得乃曼
？My brother shared with us last week.
弟兄上个星期同我哋咁样分享。
He was so angry.
佢喺嗰度好愤怒。
He was in rage.
佢系大大嘅愤怒。
He was furious when Elijah the prophet sent a messenger to tell him.To go wash up in the River Jordan 7 times.
就是当以利沙去派人去讲这个讯息，就是叫他在这个约旦河水来去浸七次，来去医他的大麻风。
Why was he so angry?
为什么他当时这么愤怒呢？
He wasn't just angry, he was exploding.
他不是就这么在这里发下脾气，他是大大的愤怒。
Oh.Brother and sister, this is his pride.
弟兄姊妹，我哋晓得佢喺嗰度大大嘅愤怒，因为喺佢里面有嗰个嘅骄傲。
We have a funny saying in this world. His feeling is hurt.
我哋喺呢个世界有一句话咁佢感受系被
受伤，
被伤害，佢感受被伤害。
And brother and sister, this is a picture of us.
弟兄姊妹，喺呢一度乃曼呢一幅图画。是我们同样的一幅图画。
Why are we withholding?
为什么我们是留下一些东西不给主呢？
What is it that we cannot let go?
我们有什么东西是不愿意来去献给神的呢？
Most oftentimes, what is the most difficult thing to let go?
很多时候有什么东西是最难来去献给主的呢？
We need the Lord to reveal that to us.
我们要让主来去向我们有启示。
It is.Our pride.
实在是我们自己的骄傲。
We need the Lord's grace to cover us.
我们要主的恩典来去遮盖我们。
Psalm 139, there's a prayer.
在诗篇第139篇那里有一个祷告。
I think it's the last two verses.
在那篇的诗篇里面最后两节。
We need to ask the Lord to pray this prayer. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties.And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting.
神啊，求你监察我，知道我嘅心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走生永生的道路。
If we come to the Lord in such a way,
当我哋咁嘅心思嚟到主嘅面前
，If we tell the Lord,
若果我哋嚟去咁样同神讲
，Lord。It is difficult. It is hard.
我哋同主讲，主系好难嘅。
I can't do it.
我唔能够嚟去将自己献上。
Situation you give me, it's hard.
我现在所经历好多嘅难处。
Thank God.
但系感谢主。
He give grace to the humble.
主系赐恩给谦卑嘅人。
There will be grace.
喺嗰度有神嘅恩典。
When we keep our position.
当我们去守住我们自己的地位的时候
，We do not want to be resisted by God。
我们不想被神来去阻挡。
God resists the proud. We can never win. No。
神阻挡骄傲的人。神阻挡的，我们没有人能够得胜。
There's no other way. No other cure. Naaman can never find another cure。
在那里没有任何的方法能够可以医治。乃曼不会找到任何其他方法来去医治他的大麻风。
We must humble ourselves like Naaman did.
我哋一定要好似乃曼咁样嚟去谦卑。
It may take some time.
可能要一啲嘅时间。
It may take some encouragement, convincing from others.
可能要其他人嚟去鼓励，嚟去叫你相信。
But the moment we turn, the situation will turn.
但系当你嚟去回转嘅时候，嗰一个嘅困难就转过嚟。
The Lord will be able to work through us again.
主就能够喺我哋里面嚟去工作。
Do you remember what was the condition of Naaman's skin after he was restored?
大家记唔记得当乃曼嚟去被医治之后，佢嘅皮肤系点样嘅咧
？Restored like the flesh of a little child.
佢嘅身体嘅皮肤就被医治到好似一个小孩子嘅皮肤一样。
That made me think of Micah, Max.
咁我就谂起我哋当中嘅Micah。
Remember the disciples, they were fighting who's the greatest among us. Remember that?
大家记唔记得喺新约里面嗰一啲嘅门徒喺嗰度嚟去争论喺我哋当中边个最大咧
？Matthew chapter 18, but the Lord brought a little child. Come look at him.
马太福音第十八章耶稣就叫咗一个小孩子嚟。
He said, "Surely I say to you, this is 2 to 5. Surely I say to you, unless you are converted and become a little children." You by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
咁马太福音第十八章二到五节咁主就带咗呢个小孩子嚟，就同呢啲门徒讲：我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子嘅样式，断不得进天国。
Oh, therefore, whoever humbles himself as a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Praise and thank the Lord.
感謝讚美主。
As long as we are standing on this foundation of humility,
我哋若果係站立喺呢一個謙卑嘅根基上面
，we shall be able to receive the grace of God continuously.
我哋就能夠不斷從神嗰度嚟去得著恩典。
Zechariah the beginning says, "Return to me, and I shall return to you."
喺撒加利亞書開頭嘅時候。神嗰度呼召你们转向我，我就转向你们。
May the Lord give us such humility. May the Lord work this humility among us, in myself.
愿意主嚟去将呢个谦卑赐过俾我哋。愿主喺我哋同我身上不断嘅工作嚟去有呢个谦卑。
Now we come to the last point of we've now finished the point about prerequisite.And we'll go to the next point of multiplying.
咁我哋头先交通咗呢一个必缺嘅条件，咁我哋嚟去分享下一点就系喺嗰度嚟去不断嘅增多。
We see Abraham, his name was changed.
我哋喺嗰度看见亚伯拉罕嘅名字嚟去改变过嚟。
Terah gave him a name. You gotta be exalted. We'll call you exalted father. You gotta be the number one. You exalted. That's his original name.
咁佢父親幫佢起名嘅時候，叫做一個被高舉嘅父親。
But the Lord, in chapter 17, gave him a covenant and changed his name. You're gonna be a father of multitude.
咁但喺十七章嘅時候，神就將佢起另一個名，就叫亞伯拉罕，就喺嗰度同佢立約，喺度講你係萬國之父。
He's saying that he's but a vessel to channel the Lord's blessing through.
嗰度嘅意思就係亞伯拉罕要成為嗰一個萬國得著福嗰個器皿。
And we see this in the Bible, it's full of characters of them not withholding themselves.
咁我哋喺聖經裏面係好多唔同嘅例子，我哋見到好多唔同嘅人物佢哋沒有將自己留下。
We see Joseph.
我哋喺嗰度见到约瑟。
What he went through.
我哋见到约瑟所经历过嘅。
And what was his end?
我哋见到佢嘅结局。
And how he was able to not only save his own clan, his own family.
我哋喺嗰度见到佢唔单止能够嚟去拯救佢自己嘅父家。
He was able to see his father.
佢更加能够系遇见翻佢嘅父亲。
He was able to feed them.
佢能够为佢嘅父家嚟去供应。
As a matter of fact, he was able to save the whole world.
唔单止咁样，佢能够嚟去拯救整个嘅世界。
Because there was worldwide famine.
因为当时这个世界有一个全地嘅旱灾。
We see Queen Esther.
我哋见到呢一个以斯帖。
If I die, I die now.
佢嗰度讲我死就死吧。
And she was sticking out her neck for the purpose of God.
喺嗰一度，佢为着神嗰个嘅旨意嚟去站起嚟。
Also in the New Testament.
喺新约里面。
We see Mary with the alabaster flask of the very costly perfume.
我哋见到玛利亚佢喺佢嗰度嚟去献上嗰个玉瓶嗰一个香膏。
Remember what was the first song we sang this morning at the Lord's Day table?
喺麦饼聚会第一首所唱嘅诗歌，弟兄姊妹记唔记得咧
？Thou art anointed.
就系主就系嗰位受膏者。
Mary anointed the Lord.
喺嗰一刻，玛利亚嚟去高主为王。
So the whole room was full of the great fragrance.
当佢咁样做嘅时候。整间嘅房就充满着呢个香气。
Remember the poor widow, she don't have any money.
大家记唔记得有嗰一个嘅穷嘅寡妇佢冇钱只得两个银钱。
Yes, she had two mites.
佢有两个银钱。
But the Lord was sitting aside from the disciple with the disciple watching how they offer, right?
咁主就喺隔篱嚟去同佢嘅门徒嚟去睇。
And how the Lord offer high praise for her.
喺嗰度主喺度称赞呢一个穷寡妇。
Everyone have a little extra. Here you go. Put in.
咁佢就话所有人系将佢有余嘅嚟去献上。
But that's all she have. She put it all in.
但系呢个穷寡妇就只得呢两个银钱，佢就将呢个银钱佢所有嘅嚟去献俾神。
The Lord's eyes is greater than anything else.
主嘅眼目系比任何嘅都伟大。
We'll come to a couple more verses. One is in John chapter 12, Gospel of John.
我哋嚟去睇约翰福音第十二章。
How do we multiply, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，我哋有冇喺我哋信心嘅道路里面嚟去增加咧
？How do we multiply?
我哋点样能够嚟去不断嘅增加咧
？Or do we want to multiply?
定系我哋有冇呢个意愿嚟去不断嘅增加咧
？I believe that was a Passover feast, and then someone came, some Greeks. They heard about the Lord, right? He was very famous because of Lazarus, so they all want to come see him.
咁我相信约翰福音十二章嘅背景就系嗰个嘅逾越节咁因着呢个拉撒路嗰个嘅神迹咁主耶稣就好出名。咁喺嗰度有啲希列人嚟去见耶稣。
So Philip came and told Andrew, and Andrew to Philip came and told Jesus about someone want to see him.
咁腓利去告诉安德烈同腓利去告诉耶稣。
And then verse 23 that Jesus said, but Jesus answered them by saying, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
耶稣说：人子得荣耀嘅时候到了。我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地上死了，乃就是一粒。若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
He was speaking of his forthcoming death.
喺呢度所讲到嘅就系主将要所承受嘅死亡。
But also resurrection.Of his multiplying.
咁喺嗰度亦都系嚟去预言佢嘅增加，因为喺嗰度佢要嚟去复活，嚟去结出好多嘅子粒来。
But he wasn't only talking about himself.
但系我哋晓得喺呢一度佢唔系单止嚟去讲及佢自己。
In verse 25 and 26, it says, "The one who loves his life loses it, and the one who hates his life in this world will keep it to eternal life."If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
第二十五同第二十六节，爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。 若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
So there's a universal principle of multiplying.
所以在这里，关及这个增多，有一个的普遍的原则。
I was told that this grain of wheat, there is a hard shell, layers of shell that's protecting what's inside.
认识这些麦子的人去告诉我，这一粒麦子是被一层很厚很硬的一层去 包住的。
If you leave it alone, it's just going to sit there.
如果你
for a very long time, I don't know how long, but probably very long time.
如果你就放它在旁边，不搅它，这粒麦子就仍然是一粒麦子，不会有什么反应。
It'll be one, just one, forever.
就是永远都是剩下一粒麦子。
But the moment you put in the soil, you plant it, something miraculous will happen.
但是当你将这粒麦子来去种在地上的时候，神迹就会发生。
It bears much fruit.
就结出许多的子粒来。
The Lord is speaking of our self-life, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，在这里主所讲及的是讲到我们的己。
How we are to deny ourselves to further to serve the purpose of God.
在这里主是告诉我们，我们要来去舍己，来去为主那个旨意来去服侍。
Will we entrust ourselves in the Lord in such a way?
我们愿不愿意来去将自己是这样来去交托给神呢？
And that will be multiplied.
当我们这样做的时候，主就要来去在我们身上面来去增加。
And now we'll come to our last place of the scripture.
最后我们来看圣经一处。
You recall when, back to the Old Testament, when Abraham sent his servant to look for a wife for Isaac, right?
大家记不记得在创世纪那里，亚伯拉罕来去差他的仆人来去为以撒来去娶妻。
And so he went through the ordeal, the long chapter, and finally found a wife, found Rebecca, and everything was going to work out. They had a night of drinking, eating. They were just so happy. They were going to send her away, right?
咁大家都记得个故事啦。呢个仆人就走咗好长远嘅路，翻到去亚伯拉罕嘅父家嗰度。咁喺嗰度嚟去揾到利百加。咁当佢走咗之后，佢哋就吃喝有好大嘅庆祝。
And then the next morning, I don't know, it's Laban or the mother. They say, "Oh, let's stay a little longer, at least 10 days. Give us 10 days, have a good time before you send you off."
第二朝早上，他们起身的时候，拉班，或者他利百加的妈妈就在那里来去，就邀请这个仆人，留多十日的时间。
Oh, the servant, but what did the servant say? No, no more hindering. No, we gotta go, we have to go.
咁喺嗰度仆人点样回答咧
？Abraham's waiting. We have to go.
咁佢就话亚伯拉罕喺嗰度等紧。你哋唔好耽误我。
This is in. I'm sorry, let me get to that. 24. This is in chapter 24, verse 55 to 58.
系创世纪第24章第55-58节。
56 says, and he said to them, the servant, "Do not hinder me. Do not delay me."Since the Lord has prospered my way, send me away so that I may go to my master.
让女子同我再住至少十日，然后她可以去。仆人说：耶和华既赐给我通达的道路，你们不要耽误我，请打发我走，回我主人那里去吧。
57. So they said, "We will call the young woman and ask her personally."
57节，他们说：我们把女子叫来问问她。
Then they called Rebecca and said to her, "Will you go with this man?"
他们就叫了利百加来问他说，你和这人同去吗？
And she said three words.
利百加在那里讲了三个字。
I will go.
我去。
May the Lord give us such a
trust.
愿意主啊，同样赐俾我哋呢一个嘅啊信靠。
Such a willingness.
诶，俾我哋有呢一个愿意。
So that we may answer His call.
啊，使我哋能够啊，同样向主咁样回答，我愿意。
Thank and praise the Lord.
我哋感谢赞美主。
Gabriel, can you pray for us?
Oh, sure. 我哋请一同嘅祷告。啊，主啊，实在感谢你啊，你。今天早上在我们当中，你是亲自的向我们说话。
Dear Lord, we thank you that you are here in our midst and speak to us.
主，实在，你是何等充满恩典，你何等爱我们。
Lord, how gracious you are to us and love us.
你今天，天早上再一次将你自己的大爱来去，毫无保留的来去向我们显露。
This morning, without withholding anything, you open up your great love toward us.
主，你我哋嘅向我哋嘅预意念系何等嘅宝贵
？Lord, how precious are your thoughts to us？
主，你系何等愿意我哋能够从你身上得着一切嘅丰盛，就系你自己生命。
How willing that you allow us to draw from you your abundant life？
但系主实在感谢你藉住你嘅话，你提醒我哋，我哋实在好多时候因着我哋自己嘅骄傲，自己嘅己我哋系得唔着你自己嘅祝福。
Through your words, Lord, you remind us so often because of our pride, ourselves, we cannot attain to your life, to obtain your life.
主实在承认我哋以为我哋地上所得到嘅都系我哋自己应得嘅。
We thought everything that we have possessed, it is ours, belong to us.
但是主你真的再一次来提醒我们我们所得的一切都是从你而来。
Again, you remind us, everything we have is yours, come from you.
主我们实在没有任何东西是不属于你的。
There's nothing that don't belong to you.
所以主当我们来到你的面前的时候求你真系叫我哋愿意，真系将我哋所有嘅嚟到献俾你。
Lord, when we come before you, remind us that whatever we have, we offer to you.
主真系叫我哋让我哋真系将自己嘅身体献上嚟去当作活祭。
Offer our bodies a living sacrifice.
主真系叫我哋真系能够叫我哋自己舍己能够嚟去天天亦跟从你。
So、we're willing to die to ourselves daily to follow you.
使我哋能够成为嗰个器皿能够将你自己能够去显露到其他嘅人、其他嘅弟兄姊妹我哋周围身边嘅人。
So we can be that vessel, transparent, be able to express, manifest you.
主真系愿你嘅旨意能够得着成就。
May your will be accomplished.
感谢你今天系与我哋嘅同在。
Thank you, Lord, for being with us today.
愿你得着所有荣耀同称颂。
May you gain all the glory and praises.
祈祷系奉耶稣基督嘅名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.